The Sri Lankan government has hit back at renewed criticism of its human rights record. The country's senior diplomatic representative in Australia says a report into the civil war in his country by the International Crisis Group is full of fabricated evidence. High Commissioner Seneca Walgampaya told our reporter Simon Santo that he also rejects calls for an independent investigation into the conflict.
High Commissioner, will the Sri Lankan government accept the call from the International Crisis Group for an independent international investigation into these war crimes?
The Sri Lankan government has rejected this so many times because Sri Lankan government has already set in motion its own mechanism. A commission was appointed last year consisting of very eminent lawyers from Sri Lanka.
But why not have an independent investigation?
Well, Sri Lanka does not think that is required. You see, even England on the Iraqi war, they set up their own tribunal, and that's proceedings. So, I mean, that's a standard set by the West, and why should Sri Lanka be held to do otherwise?
Your country's critics say that there's too much intimidation that can happen if the inquiry is an internal one.
That's an absolutely false allegation. This guy has been maintained by people who want to make a case out for people to seek asylum in other countries. That's the whole crux of the matter. It's very clear from what they finally end up with that the government of Australia here should start reprocessing the applications. There is the diaspora who are behind this, that they're saying that there must be inquiry into war crimes because they want the Australian government to relax its criteria for asylum seekers.
If you look at the International Crisis Group and its credentials, there are some very well-respected people involved in the ICG, not the least of which is Kofi Annan, the former UN Secretary General.
But the people who are behind the ICG at the moment, they are people who have been absolutely hostile to Sri Lanka over a period of time. Louis Arbour, Mr. Gareth Evans, they have been hostile to Sri Lanka over a number of years. They have been attacking Sri Lanka. There is nothing new to Sri Lanka.
So Louise Arbour and Kofi Annan, you don't have faith in them being a great part of the ICG?
Kofi Annan, I don't know his connection to the ICG, but there are others. Kofi Annan can't be involved in every case, but there are others who are providing the information, who have been very hostile to Sri Lanka, who are biased, and what they are giving is not bona fide information about Sri Lanka.
So when the ICG says that it has multiple witness statements and hundreds of photographs, videos, satellite images, electronic communications and documents, can they be anything but what they say they are?
Most of them are not authentic. I mean, anybody can make images and get photographs, and we know how these things operate.
So you think that these people...
A huge, huge propaganda machinery over the last 30 years, and they are quite capable of doing all these things.
So you think that these people from the ICG have been hoodwinked?
Of course they have been.
Really, that they can't distinguish between fake documents and fake testimony with the real thing?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
That's Sri Lanka's High Commissioner to Australia, Seneca Walgampaya, speaking to our reporter Simon Santo.